Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's the game where you have to listen for the rhyme. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or click the Contact Us link at our website, waitwait.npr.org. There you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Bank Auditorium in Chicago. You can also check out our blog, which our commenters have called sophomoric, a threat to NPR's integrity, and a reason to review our intern hiring process. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter, how are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
This is David Lundy from Dallas, Georgia.
Dallas, Georgia.
Yes.
Different from the other Dallas. What do you do there?
I am a computer programmer.
I see. Okay. And that's exciting and interesting work?
Well, that depends on who you talk to, but yeah.
Well, I'm talking to you. Is it exciting and interesting work?
I am absolutely wrapped on a daily basis, yeah.
I understand. Okay. Well, welcome to our show, David. Carl Castle is going to read you three news-related limericks with the last word or phrase missing from each of them. If you can fill in that last word or phrase correctly, on two of the limericks will be a winner. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Here is your first limerick.
As mother, the kid's name is My Right. And Cullen sounds great, dear, so why fight? The vampire novellas have Jacob and Bella. Let's name kids for figures from
Twilight.
Exactly right. Last year's kindergartners were all named Harry and Hermione. Next year, they'll be named for angsty vampires. According to the Social Security Administration's annual list of most popular baby names, parents are naming their kids after the characters in Twilight. Isabella and Jacob are topping the list, and Cullen, that's the last name of the lead vampire, jumped 300 spots in the last couple of years. We're just imagining a couple years from now these kids picking sides for kickball. Kids are like, I'll take Cullen, Count Chocula, and Nosferatu. No, no, not you. I meant Nosferatu Goldstein.
This is not new at all. I mean,
no.
It's new because it's Twilight, but my uncle Huckleberry.
I didn't fall for that. I went for the classic names. I have my daughter's C-3PO. Yoda. And Kirk. All right. Here is your next limerick.
They pop right out. They do not stay coy. Girls jump off the page and display joy. Our mag is not drab, but ready to grab. It's 3D for pictures in
Playboy.
Right, exactly. Playboy is the answer. Making boobs appear more realistic has never been the goal at Playboy magazine, but Hugh Hefner has spotted a trend in Hollywood, and he is going to get on board. When asked about his plan for a 3D centerfold, he said, quote, what would people most like to see in 3D? Probably a naked lady, unquote. Of course, probably a naked lady is Hef's answer to pretty much every question. At Boston Market, Mr. Hefner, would you like any sides? Probably a naked lady. Sir, has anyone else handled your baggage? You know. All right, here is your last limerick.
My marriage once on a firm base shook, 'cause I said my ex has a new place. Look, I got social online, now I'm not doing fine. I'm divorced 'cause I spent time on
Facebook.
Right. According to legal experts, one in five divorce petitions these days cite Facebook as a cause.
Wow.
This is true. One in five. They claim the social networking site acts as a springboard for licentious behavior, enabling husbands and wives to reconnect with past lovers who, after a few years of marriage, suddenly seem a lot less crazy. It doesn't really even have to be somebody you dated. It's late at night, you're cruising Facebook, and you start thinking, hey, it's Bobby from kindergarten. Wonder if he still eats paste. Carl, how did David do in our quiz?
Very well, Peter. Three correct answers. So, David, you win our prize.
Well done. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Thanks so much for playing.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.